Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump and President Biden are marking significant wins across the board in Super Tuesday 2024 presidential primary elections. A total of 16 states and American Samoa held primary elections on Tuesday. Biden and Trump are the overwhelming favorites for the Democratic and Republican nominations. Nikki Haley announcing early Wednesday she will drop out of the race on the Republican side. She had managed primary victories in just two places earlier in Washington, D.C. and on Super Tuesday in Vermont. A key seat in the U.S. Senate is going to be up for grabs soon. That after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced that she will not seek re-election. The independent lawmaker posted a video making the announcement on social media Tuesday, noting the more adversarial and partisan nature of today's politics.
We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach. But it's not what America wants right now.
The Arizona Senate seat would be an important one, potentially shifting the balance of power in the Senate chamber, where Democrats currently hold a slight majority. Trump-backed Arizona Republican Carrie Lake and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego are at least two of the known candidates vying for the seat. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the devastation left in the wake of his state's largest wildfire ever. He visited the burn zone Tuesday. The Smokehouse Creek fire has scorched more than a million acres, destroying almost everything in the northern Texas Panhandle region.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
Credit card late fees are being capped at $8. This, part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new regulation will save families more than $10 billion per year. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
She's very popular with Democratic voters, but it appears it is a no-go for former First Lady Michelle Obama in 2024. Laura Winters with the story.
Michelle Obama's office says the former First Lady will not be running for president, at least in this election cycle. There has been some speculation she could jump into the race or be nominated at the Democrat convention this summer in Chicago if President Biden opts not to run.
A Las Vegas tourist is in pain. And not from losing a lot of money in a casino.
A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while he slept at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower. The man says he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he is still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says that the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
During the 2024 Iditarod
Todd Trail Sled Dog Race, 5-time winner Dallas Seavey shot and killed a moose that became entangled with his dog sled team. This happened around 100 miles into the 1,000-mile race course early Monday morning, according to Iditarod officials. Seavey explained on Iditarod.com he killed and gutted the moose after it behaved aggressively toward his team. He added that his dog, Falou, is in critical condition after undergoing surgery at an Anchorage hospital. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, the hypocrisy of the left, I mean, it is so rich. We could spend hours just demonstrating and showing to you clearly the hypocrisy that's going on. For example, what's happening with Catherine Herridge, the person who fired her, basically, the CBS news boss, is up for a free speech award. How's that for irony? And this is one of those wink-wink things. It kind of reminds me of Lois Lerner and Barack Obama. You know, wink-wink, tea parties are getting to be a little bit of a pain in my rear end. Is there something we can do? You know, maybe we need to check into them, make sure that they don't get their tax exemptions on schedule, right? And what happened? You talk about interference. This has been going on ever since, right? But they want to talk about other interference and try and talk about Donald Trump. And then here, you know, we get the news that Illinois has decided, one judge has decided, nope, it ain't going to happen. We're taking Donald Trump off the ballot. But, again, irony is the ballot's already sent out, and guess what? Donald Trump's name is on the ballot. And so now what are you going to do? Cheryl Chumley is with us right now. Cheryl, we could go on and on with, the crazy hypocrisy that the left keeps throwing at us. And it makes me wonder what the Democrats and those that are supporting Joe Biden, I mean, even with the Michigan vote, I mean, that's all they had to vote for. I mean, 13% said, well, you know, we don't want to vote for him. So we're just going to, check the box that says, we're not interested, basically. And, but still, it's like, I don't know how you can support this guy when clearly he's addled. He's made a mess of everything he's put his hand on, you know, from the border to our economy to international affairs. I mean, is there any aisle that Joe Biden has, wandered into that he hasn't made a mess? I'm trying to be fair here.
It's mind-boggling, right, when you start down that trail of failures under the Democrats, under this administration, but really under Democrats for longer than Joe Biden. I mean, Barack Obama really ushered in the bold anti-American agenda, and Joe Biden is just continuing that on steroids because there's no accountability for him, right? He's the face of Barack Obama policies. You know, as we've all whispered, this is Obama's third term, and the media is happily allowing Joe Biden to get away with pretty much every anti-American policy he can, the biggest one being right now the borders.
Yes.
Because once you let in so many people, what do you do? I know Donald Trump promises to start the largest deportation campaign in American history if he takes the White House in 2024, but is it possible? Can he honestly turn back the tide of this illegal surge? I don't know. That's a big question.
Yeah. Well, interesting to note, I don't know if you saw this the other day, but Fox's Rachel Campos Duffy did kind of an informal poll of illegal immigrants coming across the border when she was down there. 100% said they would vote for Biden. What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, obviously, they love Joe Biden, right? And go back in time to when Joe Biden was so-called campaigning from his basement for president, and the T-shirts that popped at the border, with Joe Biden's name on them. The message was sent out early on during the campaign, Trump versus Joe Biden, that if Biden wins the White House, then that means open borders for every element that wants to cross our border, everyone. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what's taking place.
Yeah. It's just shocking to me that Americans cannot seem to wake up to this clear and present danger. Here in the United States, we've had an illegal immigrant kill an American citizen in every state of the Union. And I guess it doesn't matter until it's your family member, I guess.
You raise an interesting point about waking up to the danger. I think that Americans are awakened to the danger about the border. It's just that we're at this point in time where it's very difficult to believe that Democrats are purposely doing this, right? A lot of people still in the conservative arena in America think that if only they make the persuasive argument that wins the day, if only they present the principled approach, the Democrats will naturally, acquiesce and do the right thing. Well, that Democrat Party has left the country years and years ago. We have a Democrat Party that we need to recognize is almost akin to an enemy of the people. Mm-hmm. And to say that now, the media will beat it down. But that is the truth. And we have to recognize that this Democrat Party is working hand-in-hand with the globalists, the Chinese, the communists, the Marxists, the atheists and secularists of the world who do not want America to stand strong for that beacon of liberty based on God-given individualism.
See, and the reason that they're so sold out, Cheryl, is that that's what they get rewarded for. People do that which they get rewarded for. And you've got people voting, in an insane sort of way. It just doesn't make sense. But what you don't see is where the money is. It's the money that fills up their bank accounts. It goes into their wallets. I mean, these people are living high in the hog. Meanwhile, the forgotten man and woman are suffering. We're dealing with inflation, gas prices at every turn, and we're bearing the brunt of these policies. And Joe Biden basically has used taxpayers' money. He's used the system to buy votes and to build up a constituency that has solidified the Democratic Party in such a way. And so here we are. We're at that tipping point. We said this 4 years ago, but we really are at that tipping point now, even more so, is that if we don't stop the madness and people don't wake up and find a way to fight against this, I don't know what the number is, 30% of America that's bought and sold by the Democrats that are so caught up in this anathema and this antipathy towards America, we've got to find a way to cancel them. If we don't, heaven help us. I don't know how we survive this.
Well, the first important step is clarity, right?
Yes.
We need to stop looking at what's taking place in America as simply political differences. They're not. The Bible teaches us that it's all about the battle of principalities. And if you don't see that taking place right now in the world, you are A, missing the bigger picture, and B, going to be completely wearied and fatigued by all the battles that the left is throwing our way, whether we're talking the LGBTQ lunacy, or we're talking foreign policy that puts China before America, or we're talking any type of economic issue that's taking place. It's all about the battle of principalities, and we need to recognize that.
It really is demonic, and I know the left goes nuts whenever they hear that term demonic, but it is. It is. Look what it does. It steals, kills, it destroys. It's murdering our citizens on the streets of our country today, and they're running amok without any accountability whatsoever. And this is how mad and crazy that it has become. But all it takes is righteous people, people who know better, not to say anything and do what they did in Germany and just think, oh, it's going to be okay. Right?
That, absolutely. I mean, that's the problem. Staying silent in the face of evil only emboldens and expands evil.
Cheryl Chumley is with us, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. And we've got more after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Sean Shumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and author of Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Let me tell you, that plan is well down the road, and it is working. You got to appreciate, and if you can have ears to hear and eyes to see here, the globalists look at America as the linchpin. If they can take America out, you know, America with our guns, our Bible, our faith, the world is in their hands. And the world, you know, is going to be fully controlled by Klaus Schwab's and the WHO, and, you know, because they deserve to control everything because they did such a great job with the last pandemic, right? And it's just, it's so laughable what's going on here. Cheryl, I wanted to get your read on, you know, we had to suffer through a bit of this Hunter Biden thing. There's so much evidence, at least in my humble opinion. I'm not an attorney, but to me, I think there's a lot of evidence here that that incriminates the Bidens altogether. But yet, of course, you know, they continue to resist. They want to talk about Devin Archer. But what about Bob Alinsky? Did they get rid of him and now he's not even referred to anymore? I mean, he's the one that, he was the first whistleblower on the family who met with Joe directly and knew exactly about the 10% for the big guy and all the shenanigans that's going on. But they don't want to bring him up. They seem to avoid that bit of the witnessing of the witness report, you know, on the Biden family.
Yeah, and actually, I'm happy to see that James Comer talked about, on the heels of Hunter's closed-door testimony, that this is just the beginning, right? That there are going to be more witnesses, that there are going to be more questionings going forward, all headed toward the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. And this isn't to say that I think that there is going to be any true accountability either for Hunter and definitely not for Joe Biden, right? I don't see that happening. But it is to say that we will have what is common sense known in all of our minds put into print, and an actual trail of documentation showing that our common sense is not crazy. So the proof will come out in so far as like written statements and curious things that Hunter says that conflict with what he previously said or what documentation shows. So the proof will be there. The American people will know, not just by common sense, about the ties between Hunter and Joe Biden and the foreign entities and so forth, but we'll know it by documented proof. Mm-hmm. And so history looking back will show that this administration is one of the most corrupt in American history. But as far as accountability, honestly, I really don't see anything happening.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they've tormented Donald Trump to no end and have done everything they can to kneecap his candidacy. But meanwhile, you know, God bless him, Cheryl. I mean, he has taken all the bullets, and he's right. I mean, he's taken it because we're next. If they take him down, then, you know, all conservatives, people of faith, we're going to come tumbling down. And he's standing there, you know, in the gap between the insanity of, you know, the Beltway apparatchik, the deep state, and us. And here it is. I mean, it would be refreshing, like you said, if there, the documentation and everything, if it got to the point where we could finally have the truth. I mean, it's like we're brain damaged and brain bruised over the 2020 election still, when you got, what, over 60%, almost 70% of America says, I don't get the, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but I don't get the results of the 2020. It doesn't make sense to me. And, I mean, that's a majority of Americans say that. And then what do the Democrats say? Oh, we're going to have a committee, and we're going to jade the committee in such a way and orchestrate it in such a way that, you know, we're going to come to the result that we had projected from the very beginning, and that is that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist.
Yeah, and it It always makes me smile, Donald Trump, the insurrectionist, because if you go back to his statements that day, he talked about peacefully, right? Peacefully,
yes.
Peacefully protesting. And so that always gets conveniently left out of discussions about January 6th. And, you know, Donald Trump is sort of the gate guard for America right now, like him or hate him, but he's the gate guard in terms of America principles. And, you know, his America First agenda that he brought forward in 2015-2016 wasn't just a bumper sticker, right? Mm-hmm. It was an actual mission statement for how he led the country. And that is what the globalists and the Democrats hate, because he put into action his promises on the campaign to put America first and to bring back the American ideals that go into making us the exceptional country that we still are.
Exactly. Based on Judeo-Christian principles. This is the thing that unnerves me, Cheryl, is that this country, you know, came out of Judeo-Christian principles. It was an answer to prayer. And you get these people who come in, these globalists who come in and say, hey, we're going to take it from here. And I'm praying that the people of faith who still hold and have a heart of the American patriots of the early days that put it all on the line, that they will rise up, that there will be that moment where they will rise up and say, no, we are not going to cross the Rubicon on your side. If anything, you're going to come our way. If not, then we're going to eliminate you. Whatever that means, because you're of no good, you know, to this country and to the American people, because every policy that Joe Biden, going back to Barack Obama when he promised the fundamental transformation of America, whatever that meant, I think we have a better idea now that he was fundamentally transforming us from, the free thinking people that believed in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to bend the knee to a globalist form of government that would that would spread the wealth, so to speak, and redistribute wealth and resources to everyone in the world, right?
Absolutely. And let me just sort of put an optimistic sort of outlook on what you just described, right?
I need to do that, Cheryl, because I'm heavily medicated right now, so I may be a little negative, so forgive me. I've been dealing with a little bit of a bug, so I need you,
honestly,
okay?
It's not negative, it's realism, but here's taking that realism out to the optimistic level, okay? So the very fact that the left, the globalist Democrats and so forth, are being so vicious and hateful and open in their attacks, right, is an indicator that the backlash from those in America who know best the foundations of America, the Judeo-Christian community, are having an effect, are awakened to the threat, and are fighting back effectively, because the enemies of American freedom would not be so open in their attacks if they weren't so desperate. And
yes,
they're desperate because they know that we are fighting back and winning. So this is where the rubber meets the road, right? The darkness is always, what is that saying? It's always dark.
It's always the dark before the dawn.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the fact is, if you know your Bible, God doesn't need 51% of Americans on board with him. He does not need the majority. He leaves a remnant, and he will whittle down the remnant. So to numbers that are just seem astonishing to achieve any wins, and he does that so he gets the glory. So I look at it a little bit optimistic. They know that we are having an effect and winning, and so they are fighting all the harder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as I said earlier, Cheryl, as you had suggested, we're close to reconciling the truth here, which would be novel for America, because my hope is that when we come to that point, God willing, if we're allowed to come to that point, I mean, because we're at quite the crossroads here when you think about it, to where, you know, we are either in the last of the last days, or maybe we might be opportune to have what I call a Nineveh moment, maybe get a reprise, like Nineveh got a 100-year reprise when they got the message from God, hey, you guys are screwing up, and if you don't, you know, straighten out your evil ways, all hell's going to come upon you. maybe that will happen for America. If that does, then the next generations have a shot at it. But before we do come to that point, we've got to reconcile the truth. We've been lied to. We've bought into the lie for so long. And that is where America's salvation, if it is to continue, lies. And it will be a time of rejoicing for everyone because we found the truth again. I think that's key, Cheryl.
I do too. Battle of Principalities.
Yeah, you got it. Washington Times online opinion editor, Cheryl Chumley.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Super Tuesday elections are helping to lock Donald Trump and President Joe Biden as the likely two major party nominees for president in 2024. In a new mail-in presidential preference process for Democrats in Iowa, Biden is being announced as the winner. Biden is sure to get the majority of Iowa Democratic delegates now, and the victory pushes him closer toward the nomination, the result being announced more than a month since Iowa Democrats cast their presidential preference votes. Prior to this, Iowa Democrats had been snubbed by the Democratic National Committee, dropping the state's traditional first-in-the-nation voting status. Bitcoin hit an all-time high Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with James Swanson. He's the Edgar Award-winning author of the New York Times bestseller, Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer. His brand-new book, The Deerfield Massacre, is just released. It's a surprise attack, a forced march, and the fight for survival in early America. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be on.
Well, in the I guess in the pattern and mode of your earlier projects, particularly the 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer, comes the Deerfield Massacre. Tell us about this.
Yes, it really fits into the genre of the books I like to write best. People tease me and they say, "Oh, you write about murder and death and blood," because I've written about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the death of John Kennedy, the death of Martin Luther King. But really what draws me to important stories in American history is I'm looking to write about moments of overnight change in American history where everything is different the day after it happens. So that the Deerfield book fits into that theme. And so the Deerfield Massacre is really, I think, the greatest action-adventure thriller story from early American history, 75 years before the American Revolution, when early colonial America was a frightening and dangerous place. And one night on leap year, February 1704, over 300 French and Indian warriors marched 300 miles through snow and ice to get to Deerfield, Massachusetts, a remote New England outpost. This was during the time that France and England were fighting to control the whole North American continent. And right. The Deerfield Massacre is about what happened that night.
Why was that point in time so significant, James?
Well, for a couple of reasons. There was a war going on in Europe between the various powers about who was going to become the new ruler of Spain. And it was very important to France and England to influence that decision. That war, Queen Anne's War, crossed the ocean and came to America. And that coincided when the French colonists in Canada were competing with the English colonists in New England and North America for control of the whole continent. So this is really an early worldwide war for the destiny of the new America.
Yeah, this is really amazing, you know, to think about it. As you say, this is consistent with the genres and that are in your wheelhouse, and you take a look at it, and here it is, a bit of the American narrative that gets lost in translation or could potentially be rewritten. This is why your input and your contribution to American history is so critical, because at a time when, you know, misinformation, this information age in which we live in, it's critical to have a report, in a sense, what you're giving us in the Deerfield Massacre.
Yes, I think even people who were in the American Revolution wouldn't know the Deerfield story. George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson, all the rest had not even been born yet. And they would have found this story strange and frightening and bizarre. The lost vast early America in the late 1600s and early 1700s is something that I think a modern audience doesn't remember or doesn't know anything about.
Exactly.
There are different people, they suffered different challenges, and it's a really lost era of American history.
And to your point, it contributes to the narrative of America, without a doubt, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And in fact, Reverend John Williams, who was the minister in Deerfield from the late 1600s through the massacre and years after, is one of the great unsung early heroes of colonial history. He was in charge of the town. 50 people were killed the night of the attack. 112 people were taken hostage and sent on a forced march to Canada. 20 of the hostages were killed along the way by tomahawks and war clubs and scalping knives. And he survived it all. He inspired his parishioners to fight and live and survive. And they really owe their lives to him and how he cared for them during their captivity after the massacre. So Reverend John Williams is really one of the great heroes of the story I tell.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with James Swanson about his new book, The Deerfield Massacre, A Surprise Attack, A Forced March, and the Fight for Survival in Early America. How did this come across your transom, James? How'd you find out about this?
Well, I got interested in it when I was in college because historic Deerfield, Massachusetts is a museum town now. Mm-hmm. There are about a dozen houses along the street, the mile-long street, which is the original street in Deerfield. And Deerfield is a great place for collections, antiques, furniture, silver, and American history.
Right.
And then there's also the Wacomtic Valley Memorial Association Museum in town, which possesses one of the famous relics in New England, the old Indian door, which the Indians tried to chop through, cut down, set on fire, and break through, and they couldn't do it. And so it became a symbol of the resistance of New England to the forces of savagery, the wilderness, darkness. And so I got very interested when I was in college because Deerfield has a fellowship for college students in the summer where five or six of us spend the summer in Deerfield. I lived in a house that dated before the American Revolution. So I visited all the sites of the massacre, the river where they crossed and were taken captive to Canada. I visited the sites of the old houses marked by stones and markers. And I visited the old Indian door many times, chopped with tomahawks and axes. And the Indians cut a hole through that door and thrust a musket through it and killed a woman with a random shot. And so Deerfield is probably the best documented early American town in history. So there are so many resources there that inspired me to ultimately write this book.
When you saw and you know, witnessed the old Indian door. I mean, for some reason, I mean, to hear the way you write about it, it's as if, you know, the tomahawk scarred door as you reference, you know, it has a language of its own, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The door is a character in the book, as is the old Indian house, which was torn down in the 1840s because of a foolish attempt by the town to save it. They didn't do it, but they saved the old Indian door. The door has tomahawks. You can see the angle of the hitting of the axes and the tomahawks. You can see how they cut through the double thick plank New England oak door and thrust that musket barrel through. And also this, the door is studded with hundreds of iron nails. And the purpose of those nails is to cause tomahawk and axe blades to chip or splinter. I can imagine that door under attack because it was throwing off sparks as the blades would hit the metal. And then there's another interesting thing about that door. If you look at the iron latch of the door, it has hex marks carved into the door. We don't know exactly what they mean. We're still puzzling to find out what they mean. It was a time of great superstition and fear of witches. The Salem witchcraft trials happened only a few years before Deerfield. People were very suspicious and fearful. In fact, there was a horseshoe mounted above the old Indian door, and the museum still has the original horseshoe. That wasn't a good luck sign. The myth was that a witch could not pass under iron. And so that horseshoe over the old Indian door was to keep witches from entering the building, not as a good luck symbol.
Yes. What a narrative. I mean, right there, and what that represents. And, of course, you bring it to our attention with the Deerfield massacre. And then the march that they went on, James, we're talking a 300-mile forced march north into Canada?
And not just adults. The Indians and French had captured babies, pregnant women, women who had just given birth, infants, young children. They were all forced to march to Canada. And it's 300 miles through snow and ice in the middle of winter. And during that march, the Indians and French killed 20 of the colonists. Of the 112 people taken on the march, they were killed by tomahawk, by war club. Anyone who fell behind risked being killed on the spot. And that happened to many of them. So it was really almost an Old Testament-style biblical ordeal of the people of that town.
You know, without a doubt. And, of course, you note that John Williams' wife was one of those that was killed on that road.
Well, that was a terrible tragedy for John Williams. And it really revealed his faith and his desire to help the people of the town survive all this. Because the night of the raid, the Indians broke down his door and invaded his house. And then the first thing they did, murder two of his little children on the doorstep by smashing their heads against the stone doorstep. And then they killed, Deerfield had slavery, and so there was a woman named Parthena, who's one of Dr. Williams' slaves, and they killed her on the spot, too, I suspect because she was trying to protect the children. And then the next night, they murdered...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the New York Times bestselling author James Swanson. His brand new book, The Deerfield Massacre, A Surprise Attack, A Forced March, and The Fight for Survival in Early America. I guess, James, it's like one of the probably millions of untold stories yet, you know, from that era, you know, that you're presenting to us. And this just says a lot about where our country was. And, you know, the survival instincts of a colony, you know, just so, there's just so much to this story. You know, I know the readers of your book are going to have to spend a minute and probably even revisit it because there's so much to this story.
Yes, and it's so unknown, too. I find that people don't remember it because early America, it's such a forgotten time in American history. It's so long before the Revolution. It's so before the colonial times. It's so before George Washington and that war. And so the Deerfield story would have been even alien to even the founders of our nation. It was so remote and so mysterious.
Exactly. But yet was part of the critical puzzle piece to what promoted this American idea, was it not?
Oh, yes, yes, it was. To the colonists, the Deerfield Massacre was an important symbol. It symbolized the entire struggle for control over the continent between France and England. It symbolized the struggle between the natives and the colonists. To the colonists, New England and the forests were dark and dangerous. The myth of the primeval forest was frightening to people. Mm-hmm. And so this was before the colonies had really established themselves. And so there was still a chance. If the Indians had been well organized in the late 1600s, early 1700s, they might have been able to drive the colonists out of New England. Mm-hmm. It's not inevitable the way history unfolded. Ultimately, although Deerfield was wiped out, it resurfaced, it survived, and then ultimately it was the colonists who won this war. And the Indians lost the war, and the French lost the war. And ultimately the French were driven off the continent and expelled mm-hmm. from Canada by the English and by the colonists. But in the meantime, the struggle was tremendous. Even Reverend John Williams, one of the great heroes of my book, represents the struggle between the forces of safety and danger. In fact, the night of the raid, two of his children were murdered on his front doorstep in front of him. Yeah. And then Parthena, the black slave of Reverend Williams, was slain that night, probably trying to protect the children. And the next night, her husband Frank was killed by the Indians. Oh. And then the next day, during the march, Reverend Williams' own wife was killed by tomahawk. So he found a tremendous inner strength, not just for himself to survive this. He needed the inner strength to help his more than 100 members of his church who survived the attack and went on this death march into Canada at the hands of the French and the Indians.
How did they make it back, James?
Well, they were held. Many of them were held for almost 1,000 days. Mm-hmm. Negotiations went on. The Indians tried to adopt many of the children into their tribes because one of the customs of some of the native tribes was to raise children within the tribe and adopt them as Indians, to marry into the tribes and adopt the Indian culture. And so the natives used some of this time to try to convert children into native ways. And then the French tried to negotiate and ransom the hostages and get hostages released by the English in exchange for the English hostages. Mm. Deerfield sent many expeditions to negotiate with the French in Canada. And it took a few years for this finally to happen. And then most of the hostages returned when Reverend Williams did, but many of them did not. Many of them adopted the Indian ways. Many of them decided to adopt the French ways and remain in Canada. In fact, Reverend Williams' little girl, 7-year-old Eunice, never came home again, and she joined the native tribes and married into the tribes, and she never came home to her father again. She saw him a few times, but she refused to come back.
Right. You know, we've seen in the movies this type of storyline depicted where, our young children were assimilated into the Indian culture and, became, part of the tribes. And so now here, I think we sometimes see it on the big screen and go, oh, well, that's an interesting story. But how true it is, right?
Well, it's true. In fact, probably the most memorable film that has this theme is John Wayne's The Searchers.
Mm.
Because remember, the whole purpose of the search is to find the character played by Natalie Wood, who is captured by the Indians as a child and then raised in the tribes. And so it became John Wayne's obsession to do whatever was necessary to find this girl again.
Wow. Reverend Williams, all that he went through, talk about stretching your faith in that. Of course, his first book, which was a bestseller, The Redeemed Captive. Tell our audience about this.
Yes, when Reverend Williams returned, he thought it was important to tell the story. So it's partly the story of what happened the night of the massacre, the details of the houses that were burned, the people who were killed, the savagery of the attack. It's an action-adventure story from early America. It's one of the great war stories from early America. But then the story shifts to the march and to what happened to people along the way, who was killed, how they were killed, why they were killed, and about what life was like in French Canada. So that's another part of the adventure story. And so it's a great book, and it really became an early New England bestseller. It's still in print today.
Wow.
And it really is. It was one of the early examples of a genre of literature that became known as Indian captivity literature, when colonists who were taken by the Indians in the early history of America wrote the narrative of what happened to them if they were lucky enough to survive and return home ever again.
Again, more of colonist captivity by the Indians that is not very well publicized or understood or even made aware of, as you said. You know, our founding fathers wouldn't necessarily have been aware of the Deerfield Massacre.
That's correct. That's correct. The mist of time really covered up what happened 75 years before the American Revolution. And so I think it would have been a strange and unknown story even to the people who fought the American Revolution. It was so long ago. Mm-hmm. And I try to make it so vivid and alive. One of the challenges of writing a book about such a remote period in American history is to make it interesting to a modern audience. Mm-hmm. So I really try to use the techniques of a novelist, where there's a ticking clock, things happen in real time, and I do a moment-by-moment or minute-by-minute telling of what happened to make it feel more contemporary. Everything I write is factual and true, but I try to use a novelist technique where I don't tell in advance what's going to happen. I don't foreshadow. Right. So I want it to appear fresh and interesting to a modern audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine just the 300-mile march alone, how many days would it have taken them?
It would have taken several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They were on foot. Some of them were on dog sleds, but they had a hunt for food along the way. The Indians had to guard the captives and prevent them from escaping. And so it took more than a month to get to Canada.
And along the way, if you fell behind, many were left there for dead or murdered and just left their bodies left there in the morgue,
yes.
Right?
Of the 19 or 20 who fell behind, they were killed, including Reverend Williams' own wife. She fell into a freezing river. She was weak. She had given birth only weeks before. In fact, her newborn child was one of the children that the Indians murdered in the town during the raid before they even left town with the hostages. And so then another woman sought to meet with Reverend Williams during the march. And he said, why do you need to see me? What's wrong? And she said, I fell on the ice last night and miscarried my baby. The child died. And I know they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me today. Pray with me.
Oh,
and so we prayed with her. And that night, they killed her.
Because she was weak from what she endured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They had no time. And so they moved them. And so here they go from Colony Life, and they're in Canada. Are they held captive there in Canada? I mean,
they're held in two ways in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians were not the slaves or the puppets of the French. They were allies of the French. So the French could not necessarily always order the Indians what to do, because the Indians had their own needs or their own agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the captives were they were quickly taken into the homes of French public officials and cared for.
Oh, wow.
Some of the hostages were kept by the tribes. And so the experience of the captives depended on who had them. Did the French control them, or did the Indians control them? In fact, some of the French tried to help gain the release of Reverend Williams' little girl, Eunice, age 7, when she was captured. So it was a varied experience, depending on who they lived with and how they were treated.
Exactly. Wow. What an incredible story. The takeaway, James, what do you want the readers to take from from this book, The Deerfield Massacre?
I want them to take a few things. One, the Indians were not some monolithic, evil, faceless force. They were individual tribes, individual Native Americans. And so for a long time, their story has been partly excluded from the tale of the Deerfield Massacre. So I want to restore more of the Native American voice to this episode of what happened. And then I want people to be inspired by the example of the great John Williams, one of the true heroes of early American history. And I want people to realize these aren't remote figures from ancient times who mean nothing now. These are individual people with stories, with families, with wives, with children. And I want people to understand what it was like to be in this strange colony, beset by troubles, by fear, and they survived. Their survival impulse was tremendous. Reverend Williams moved back to the town where it happened, and there was still danger of more Indian attacks. His faith was so strong, and his commitment to the people was so strong, he went back and lived there for the next 25 years.
Well, James Swanson, you bless us with this writing, The Deerfield Massacre, a surprise attack, a forced march in the fight for survival in early America. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.